Hello, and welcome to Healthy Prosperous Conversations with Regina Green. I created this podcast with you in mind. I created it for women in leadership. I wanted this to be a safe space for women to experience healing, discuss health, faith, fulfillment, and growth. A lot of the things that I have actually decided to walk through in my life, and the Lord has helped me to move forward in. And so the purpose of this podcast really is to help women to live in their truth, help women to live healthy, prosperous lives, really being about their true self. There are a lot of women in leadership who feel like they have to hide parts of themselves, who we don't really know the real you, or you don't really know the real you because you're so used to pretending in front of certain people, being a certain way in front of a certain group, or hiding certain things that happened to you, or not setting boundaries, or friendships that failed. Now you're afraid to have friendships with those who God has sent into your life, even relationships where you may not treat your spouse the way that, you know, you portray to treat your spouse. This podcast was designed really, again, as a safe space for women in leadership who have a lot of healing to do, but you haven't talked about it. You haven't discussed it. So we're going to have conversations around so many different topics: identity, marriage, entrepreneurship, healthy eating, healthy living, having a healthy body, money, starting a new career or business, spirituality, sexuality, love, just so many different topics, healing, things that will help you go to the next level through growing and really dealing with those areas that you just haven't dealt with. So I want you to stay tuned. I am so excited that you're here. I'm going to be raw and real. I do believe that I'm sharing a part of my life. I will be sharing parts of my life that I haven't shared before. And I believe it'll help other people be delivered, set free, and feeling like you can be authentic to who God created you to be. So again, welcome to Healthy Prosperous Conversations. And let's dive into some good conversations. Be willing to be open whenever you hear some of the conversations. And don't shrink back to the healing that this may bring. Conversations definitely can bring healing, especially anointed ones. And I believe that's what's going to happen here on this podcast. So again, welcome. Share this with a sister that you may need, that may need it. And I look forward to you seeing you all, to hearing your comments. If you want to send me mail, you can email me at Regina@ReginaTGreen.com to let me know how you're enjoying the show. And I would love to hear it. All right. Talk to you later. So welcome to Healthy Prosperous Conversations, and today we're going to have a good conversation. We're going to talk about so much when it comes to confidently working your 9-to-5, but also becoming an entrepreneur and not feeling the pressure of leaving, you know, your 9-to-5 right now, especially if God isn't telling you to do that. And I believe that God wants us to live in good health and to prosper. And we do that with grace and ease. I believe that the things that we do should come with grace and ease. So welcome to the show. I'm excited. And let's go ahead and discuss. I'm so excited for the guest that we have today. So again, let's do this with grace and with ease. It may not feel like ease at all times, but we're making some faith moves. Like sometimes most of the times we move by faith. And so today I have Dr. Pamela Davis, who will be sharing her story, which I'm very excited because we've connected here on social media and we have never really face-to-face connected except today. And so I'm excited to connect, but we have a connection via phone and just kind of through the John Maxwell team. So I'll have you introduce yourself and then we can just get started. So tell us a little bit about who you are, and thank you so much for joining.
Oh, no, thank you, Regina, for having me on. I have valued that connection that we've had over the phone. And yes, today is really good to see you and lock eyes in virtual person. So good, right. Evening. Good evening, everyone. I am Pam Davis, and I'm a leadership and personal development coach. I own my own company, Growth Matters LLC, doing business as the PD Experience. And what that really means is through my services, I work to empower women and leaders to help them clarify their purpose, their dreams, their goals, so that they can be more confident in their leadership and then ultimately be able to communicate more effectively. So,
awesome. So tell us about how you got to this place where you are an entrepreneur and you're helping women in this space, helping people, leaders in this space.
Yeah, so I still have my 9-to-5 job. I am a longtime educator. This is like year 27 for me. And probably about 3 years ago, 27, I've been a teacher, school-based administrator, district-level administrator. And probably about 3 years ago, I was feeling like I was at my ceiling, like I had tapped out in terms of my growth at that point, if you will. And so I just really did some soul searching to try and figure out, like, you know, what is it, Pam? Why are you so restless? And what I arrived at is that I really wanted to do what I wanted to do. So, you know, you're in a job and you're meeting the demands of the job. Right. And please don't get me wrong, I love what I do. Right. But through the run of a day, I am not really acting on or doing those things that I love. I'm doing things to, you know, to keep the job afloat, to connect to all of my responsibilities. And so I joined the John Maxwell team because I felt like I would benefit just from something specific to me, not to do a job, something that was just going to make me a better me. And so they had a leadership speaker and training program. I joined that and I connected with a network of people who were just like me. They were in professions across all sectors, and many of them had businesses. And prior to that, I never dreamed of being a business owner. I grew up in a country, Two Egg, Florida. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, but I am from Two Egg, Florida. And, you know, I was raised to go to college, get a job, have a family. Yeah. And, you know, you stay in that job. You were raised to get a job and keep it. And so owning my own business was never on the radar until I had conversation with some of my peers. And I thought, okay, you know, I'm a task oriented person. And so I did it. I started my own business, not knowing what I was doing at all. All I knew is that I wanted to help people. And in the process, that's what I learned, that I develop people. That is my gift. That is my strength. Matching people with the skills, strategies that they need in order to address whatever the need is. So that's kind of how I got to becoming a business owner.
I love your story. It just sounds like if a lot of the individuals that I interview, it sounds a lot alike. Like, well, I felt like there was more. I felt like I wasn't really tapping into all of me and I wanted to do something different. And so you said some things that I want to touch on, and you said you're still in your 9-to-5 and you haven't left yet. And you've tapped into this space of where you're able to use your creative side. You're able to help people. You're able to use your gifts and talents in a different way. Now, talk to the person who may be watching this live, who is in that space, thinking about leaving their 9-to-5, feel the pressure to leave the 9-to-5. What would you say to them? Because you sound very confident about being okay in your job right now and being okay with being an entrepreneur and a 9-to-5 worker. So talk a little bit about that.
So I have to be honest, part of it is probably because of my own fear. And, you know, I used the notion that my business, where I am in it, I am still able to do both. So I told you, you know, I've been in education for 27 years and a lot of who I am has come through the experiences of my 9-to-5. Yeah. And with my business though, I am still able to have clients, whether it's with nonprofits. Mind you, because I'm working 9-to-5, I don't engage with entities within my district based off of just conflict of interest, but I am able to tap into other contracts that allow me to still be able to fulfill and do those things that I do best. So whether that's with, I work with the National Dropout Prevention Network. I'm a trauma skills schools. Yes, I'm a trauma skills school faculty member with them. And so because I'm able to balance those two, I keep the 9 to 5 because it adds just some of that consistency and you know, benefits, those types of things. And I can still be able to maintain my business. And another reason I think I do that too is because I'm close to retirement and I haven't decided yet that I'm ready to pack up shop and just do my business full time. Yeah. I know a large part of it has to do with, you know, just what makes sense for me right now.
Right.
The heavy lift of doing this with out the consistency of my 9 to 5. But it, you know, I think you really just have to weigh your options. There are people that do make those bold moves, and I don't think they recognize at the time the full plan, but they're able to do it and sustain it. So some of them are successful, and then those that maybe plummet or don't make the income or make the gains that they anticipated, you know, it's one of those, it's not a loss, it's one of those lessons learned. And so this is kind of just where what's working for me. If at some point my business takes off in a fashion where I have to make that tough decision, I'll do that. But right now I'm doing both.
Yeah. And you say it with so much confidence. And by the way, I'm a they who decided to walk away from my 9 to 5. No plan. And I always walk with caution with it. Like, I used to tell people to leave their 9 to 5. And then I started saying, it's not for everybody to do that in that way. There's different ways of doing it. Transition is different for everybody. And so I love that you said you don't feel ready yet. And so you're going to stay until you feel ready. Like, if you decide to do it, you know what I mean? Like, it's a decision that you shouldn't allow people to pressure you to make when you feel like it's not that time for you to do it, because we have to listen to what God is saying when he's saying it and not just let the pressures of all these messages of people putting out to just leave, especially if God isn't telling you to leave right now.
That's right. And he has a way of providing and protecting us through that. And so, I am a woman of faith, and the Lord has brought me through some experiences that have me at peace at where I am right now, because, I told you my story about 3 years ago of my restlessness. Mm. And there were quite a few times that I was looking for jobs elsewhere, that I was just really trying to find where my space was or find what would cease my restlessness. Mm. So I am at peace right now with where I am on my 9 to 5.
I love it.
What I have going with my business. So it definitely has to be a personal decision, and you have to be the one that decides, what it is on that list of pros and cons, what you're going to be able to keep going and what you're going to have to let go. And so I definitely admire you for your step of faith, because walking confidently in that is a testimony in and of itself as well. So
definitely a testimony that came out of it, because it didn't go as planned as I had in my head, nowhere near the way that I had it in my head. But I'm so grateful for the journey, because number one, it's the journey that I believe that I was supposed to be on. And it has allowed me to be able to even teach at a different level with a different experience that I never would have had had I not experienced what I experienced when I made the transition to leave my 9 to 5 without, any type of foundation. I took a huge risk, which business is risky, right? And so if I'm going to be a business owner, I might as well be the risk taker and just do it, right? At least that's my thought process. And my mom always says, when you make up in your mind to do it, I already know it's no need to try to talk you into not doing it, because it's done. Right. So that is what I've lived by. And now I'm a lot more obedient to God, a lot more wiser with making decisions. But I'm still a risk taker when it comes to just decisions and making quick decisions. So I don't sit around and go into my analytical mind that keeps me going in circles. I know that about myself. And so I have to make sure that I make quick decisions and say, Holy Spirit, I need you to overtake me. So I do not overanalyze this thing, because I will overanalyze it and will not move. And so I want to talk a little bit about fears. You mentioned some fears. Did you have any fears when you decided to help people grow, to help people in business? What were some of those fears and how did you overcome some of them?
Yeah, so I'll start with that I'm a low to no risk taker. I get excited about sitting and thinking. And so my fear was that I would fail, you know, right out the gate. My fear of failure, fear of inadequacy, fear of what I didn't know. And I was a part of a women's group with some really close friends of mine from Tallahassee, and we call ourselves the Dream Team. And what it was, Regina, I know you would appreciate this. It was probably about 8 or 9 of us. And we would meet monthly to come together, and we were really encouraging each other. And so my mentor would go around to each one of us and we would share our, share what we work on, our goals. And during one of the sessions, one of my friends said to me, you have analysis paralysis. Don't you get another certificate? Don't you get another certification? You are enough. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And, you know, even as forceful as she was saying it, she convicted me, because I was like, mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I am more than enough. And so since coming to that space, I like you, say to myself, Pam, do not go there. Yes. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just make it excellent. Yes. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just make it excellent. And
it doesn't have to be perfect. Just make it excellent. People get perfection and excellence mixed up all the time. Yeah. That is so good. Thank you for saying it.
And that is what moves me. You know, can it go like it is, Pam? You know, because otherwise I'll spend another 30 or 45 minutes trying to fine tune it, put it down and come back to it. And let me just add this. And, you know, what happens is, you know, you delay or you prolong being able to get a message out there to people that need it. And so my major fear has been, I guess, kind of scaled back, because I recognize that I do have a message, a testimony to share with people who are experiencing just some of the same challenges that I have. And I can't not share it with them, because if it's something that can help them and help them overcome something that gets them closer to their goal, I want to be that voice. I want to be that vessel.
I love it. Did you guys get the nugget? She said, and I quote, and I say in my own words, don't make it about yourself. When you find yourself operating in that space of fear, first of all, it's the enemy. Second of all, you're making it too much about yourself. And so she decided to allow her testimony to be a blessing in other people's lives. I love it. I love it, because anytime we can move ourselves out of the way, we can make some amazing changes and strides towards what God wants us to do. So thank you so much for sharing that. Now, let us know, like, where can we find you? How can we connect with you? And again, tell us how you help us. And then they're going to go and, you know, connect with you in that way.
Oh, yes. So listen, I would love to connect you, and I am all over the place to make it easy for you to access me. So I'm committed on Facebook and Instagram to daily share nuggets with you around leadership, communication, and personal growth. So at the PD Experience on both Facebook and Instagram. I also have a YouTube channel. It's Growth Matters.
Okay.
You can look me up there, and I have a podcast. So on my webpage, you can find all of this, which is www.thepdexperience.net.
PD as in PD?
Yes, PD as in Pamela Davis.
PD Experience, okay.
The PDExperience.net.
Okay.
And you'll be able to get to my social media channels. My podcast is on there. I have a blog. It really is something for everyone, especially if you are just seeking to grow in a particular area. And I say grow, people are like, well, what do you mean grow? Well, for me, looking back on where I was last year this time, not comparing myself to anyone other than myself, comparing Pam 2020 to Pam 2021, being able to measure the knowledge, skills, and systems that I have mastered, if you will, from 2020 to now. That for me is the measure of growth I'm referencing. Not how many likes I got, how many shares I got, because those are misleading. It's really about just being able to improve and develop personally. So I hope you'll follow me, and then I'd love to help you clarify your dreams, purpose, and goals.
I love it. And I'm so glad that you decided to do this interview with me. I know that you just gave some good nuggets for anybody that's in this space looking to make some moves. So you heard where she's at. Go follow her. I tried to type in what you were saying, but it didn't work out that way. So if you can go back when you get off and put in your information in the comments. I was trying to type, but it didn't work out like that. So you can put it in the comments so they can find you. Any last thing that you would like to add? Let me just say, I love the fact that you said it's not about the likes, because for a lot of people who's putting out content, they stop because they're not getting that many likes. Well, that does not mean anything. People will message you behind the scenes and say, thank you for sharing your story. So if you are watching this and you are basing what you put out on likes, then you're missing the point of showing up for that one person who really needs it, who probably won't ever like your post. So anyway, anything else you'd like to add before we end this live?
So just my last comment or closing comment would be about getting to know you. So like, if you are that person that is in transition and you're really trying to figure things out, the first step towards that is getting to know you. Nobody should know you better than you. And if you're on my page, if you go to my page these last 2 weeks, that's kind of what I've been emphasizing, helping my audience recognize the value in getting to know you, so that your strengths, weaknesses, blind spots, and triggers, all of those can be things that you're in better control of.
Yeah.
And you're not allowing people to pull you off of your path. So get to know you.
That's a whole nother conversation, right? To talk about that, because people will take you off, if you allow them to, onto a whole nother level, a whole nother place that God never called you to. And you look and you're in a whole nother spot that you're not even supposed to be in. So yes, thank you so much for sharing. Go check out Dr. Pamela on her site. She's going to put it in the comments. Thank you so, so much for doing this live with me. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Sounds good, Regina. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, hey, and welcome back. Oh my gosh, that interview was just so good, because a lot of us as women in leadership, we feel so pressured to do what we see others doing. Sometimes we feel so pressured that what I'm doing doesn't look like what they're doing. And that's comparison. And that's a recipe for failure. And so I challenge you today to focus on what God is saying for you right now. What is God saying is best for you? Success is walking in obedience to God, not walking in obedience to the opinions of what people say. Are you sensing that you should leave your job? Or do you feel confident that God is saying right now, I need you to use this job as a vehicle as you build in entrepreneurship. Or he may be saying, I need you to trust me more. There are some things that you have decided to trust this job more, and I need you to step away from it so that you can trust me more. I need you to step away from it so that you can focus on me as your source more. There are some things I need to help you to release so that you can go to your next level. And next level, you don't just go next level, you grow next level. You grow to your next level. So a lot of times the job can be the hindrance from you going to your next level in entrepreneurship, going to your next level in marriage. I know for me, I saw so many things take place when I left my job. So many things took place inside of me. I grew from the inside out and I start living from the inside out. I saw my marriage transform. I saw my mindset transform. I just saw so many things transform. And this doesn't have to be your story, but you need to decide what is God asking you to do right now in this moment? And I challenge you to step into that. And I thank you so much for listening. And if you are in a place where you are ready to grow, you're ready to continuously pour into your mind and transform from the inside out, my next level mentorship is open. It is for you. It is something that we can come into this space, a safe space for women in leadership to grow together. We will work on achieving our goals, defining our goals, achieving our goals, and then moving towards removing those old belief systems that's hindering us from going to the next level. A lot of times we have old systems, old thought processes, things that we don't even recognize unless someone else holds that mirror up and say, hey, look, this is what's happening. We can't see in our own mirror sometimes. And that's what this mentorship is. It is about helping us to sharpen each other, to grow to our next level. You may be in entrepreneurship. You may be a woman in corporate. You may be a teacher. You may be in ministry. Wherever you are and you're willing to grow and you want to grow in a like-minded community of kingdom women, this place is for you. Go to RegenitiGreen.com/next-level-mentorship and go ahead and sign up, and I would love to have you. Thank you so much, and you all have a blessed day.